peachy, though.
Purpley.
Purpley. There you go.
This is literally, I wouldn't say literally purple, but anyway. There's too many colors to pigeonhole everything in those basic, you know.
Right. Black, white, red,
green,
orange,
purple.
Yeah.
There you go. Monday. And I think our neighbor's trees are finally changing. We went by them early yesterday and thought, you know, they're not that far. And then by the end of the day, we thought, maybe they're a little, I don't know. I still think it has to be colder.
It's glorious.
It's really
outside.
Pretty. Temperature-wise, yeah.
In my house, I mean, it's just...
Your trees and everything,
yeah,
really?
It's
not so much in my neighborhood.
And again, I've got oaks, so they're not going to change a lot. But what's changed has changed.
Oaks are... They turn brown and then hang around all winter and look all...
There's a little bit of copper there. There's a little bit of...
Maybe you have a nicer oak than I do.
Yeah,
ours just kind of go, eh.
Yeah. There are different kinds of oaks, and I've got probably all kinds of oaks. I think the acorns are done, finally.
Dropping? I was being bombarded in the backyard.
Were you
yesterday.
Really?
And right beside me, like three times, I'm just standing there hoping that one won't hit me in the head. But
I didn't know that. I think we have gone beyond that at our house. I hope.
David always says the squirrels are up there just throwing them at
me. I think they are, too.
I don't see any squirrel nests, though.
I had one fall.
Really?
Yeah. It was empty.
Oh, it was.
Good fire starter.
They're in the house now, huh?
Yeah, probably. Done with the nest. We're going inside.
Let's do the squirrels in the house. That'll be fun. Oh, my goodness. I had one in my house one time.
A squirrel.
Squirrel in the house. I ran and got a broom, and I'm thinking, please just go out the open door. And it went right past the open door, back into my kitchen, ran around in there, and now I'm like... I'm kind of got it blocked in. I don't want to have that situation. So I went back into my living room and waited. And it comes walking out really... As soon as it got in front of the door, I just threw the broom at it. It ran out. But it's they are crazy little creatures.
Yes, they are.
Have running around in your house.
That'd be an interesting poll to run of the... Let's name five things. Five things that you get in the house. Which are you most afraid of, or which are you most anxious to get out of the house? Bat would be one of them.
Yeah, no.
For my case, it'd be snake. Squirrel.
We had a snake in our house once up in a cabinet.
Mouse,
yeah. You kind of go, that's one of those things that get in your house. I don't know.
And then you can go raccoon or possum or...
No.
Yeah.
No, thank you. We'll skip those.
Yeah.
Too large, and they bite. I don't know.
Yeah.
C words this week again.
Okay.
More C words. Okay. This is one you should just know, I guess. We'll go with that. Eight-letter word beginning with C, meaning a maker of candles. And don't say candle maker.
I was going to say, why not?
It's not candle maker. A maker of candles. It is a eight-letter
eight
word
letter words,
beginning with C. A maker of candles.
No, it's not it. I think I know this.
A butcher, a baker.
Baker.
Candle maker.
Yeah.
I wanted to see if it was easy to look it up. Boop.
I know this one, but I don't.
Nope, yep. First thing pops up.
Okay.
So.
All right.
You've heard it before, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
243-4351, if you can tell me what today's C word is, and if you have not won. And in just 6 weeks, you can play along. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. We'll give you a gift certificate within 3 weeks of the date you win. You stop by here at the radio station. We'll give you that gift certificate. You take it out to Bogey's, 1904 West Morton Avenue, Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue. 243-4351. Eight-letter word beginning with C, meaning a maker of candles. Let's go to the phone. Good morning.
Yeah, that is Chandler.
It is Chandler. And who is this?
This is John McCausland.
How you doing, John?
Yes, very fine. I must say I know that song. The Chandler's Wife, which I can sing for you, but you don't hear it right now. There's a song called The Chandler's Wife you might want to play. Mm. That's how I know that name.
Very good. Well, you got it, John. Stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We'll give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's Cafe.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John McCausland calling in from Virginia. Our winner today, it is a Chandler.
You know, I know
you're
that.
Such a Chandler.
But I don't know that readily.
But it is something. Yeah. Chandler.
I was going with candles something or other. Candelabra.
A candler. Candelier.
Candelier, yeah.
Chandler. It's a Chandler. Congratulations, John McCausland.
I keep looking up at the clock. It says 8:25. I got to fix that clock. Sure, it's a battery.
Wow, it's 9:41 right now.
or
8:41. Yeah. Okay. Well, no. Let's just make it 9:41. What the heck? Monday is
movies.
Starting to move along.
Yeah.
That's one of those things when I leave this room, I assume all clocks are off. It doesn't matter if they're off by a minute or 25 minutes.
You just ignore them.
They're all off because this room is the only room that has the exact clock.
I've got, we'll be at the senior event, and I'll be checking back in with you from time to time between 9:30 and 11:30 this morning, so we'll hear from Nancy Thorson and some of her fine folk. I told Bob the story earlier, didn't get a chance to talk much about it. From time to time, I'll reference the game, June 23rd, 1984. Extra inning game, it was on a Saturday. Ryan Sandberg hits two home runs off Bruce Sutter, both to tie the game. It's one of those, hey, that was a great game. And in the greater sense of things, it was a great game. But the Cubs won, so it wasn't a great game. Anyway, having said that, there was a lady interviewed on Saturday after the game. She was sitting in the front row. Her name is Rose. And lo and behold, we truly believe that it's the same woman who sat in 1994 in front of us. Several people in the family struck up conversations with her. She had just got tickets in the front row, and that's where she's been ever since. They had a picture taken with her, and it's the same lady.
Huh.
Yeah. Isn't that neat?
From
1984.
She is a faithful fan.
Yeah. And she was fun then. And you could tell by her, I think she said she was going to go out and celebrate with Jägermeister bombs. So she, you know, it just
fun lady then, fun lady now.
Yeah,
oh my goodness!
There are times you go to a baseball game. I've had this happen. There are times where you sit next to the jerkiest fans in the world, but there are other times where,
and you know, they talk about you when you leave every time.
Probably, but then again, you sit next to them, and they don't necessarily have to pull for the same team. They're fun to be around, and you kind of remember them. And she was one of those that she was fun to be around, and.
Very cool.
We remember her.
So let's say the...
Me, not as much as other members of the family.
The Cards are in the World Series, mm-hmm. Let's just say. $6,000 a ticket? Really?
No. Yeah.
Really?
No.
You know what? For $6,000, I'll stand there and act like I can say whatever I want. That's a lot of money. I don't want to go to the first two games or the first three.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is three.
First two is in Cleveland, and then the next three are in Chicago.
So I don't want to go to the first two games no matter what, because it'll be undecided at that point anyway. But it doesn't, when you buy, it, unless you're buying after someone else or getting a scalp ticket, all the tickets should be the same price no matter what, right?
Yeah.
For the first game
in theory.
Okay. But legally, does the stadium or whoever is selling those tickets make them go up as...
It is definitely supply and demand.
Yeah, that seems kind of a...
And what happens is, bluntly, people buy a bunch of tickets, and then they'll try to sell them through Ticketmaster
someplace. They do the same thing for concerts and everything else nowadays. How many seats are there in...
Oh, geez.
Wrigley Field, I guess, is where they're playing.
Well, let's find out. Let's find out.
So, if you think...
It's not a huge stadium, by the way.
Right. So... And there's got to be more Cubs fans than that, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So, at 30,000, is that crazy amount to think that there's that many seats?
Oh, no, there's more than that.
So, the average ticket price is $6,000, the high, counting high and low end, or the cheapest ticket you can buy is $6,000?
They like to pluck out a ticket. The last I heard was standing room only. We're going for $3,000 apiece.
People must really like sports if that's... You know, I was thinking just recently, Phil Collins. Mm-hmm. He is touring in Europe. Might come to the U.S.
Right.
The tickets for his dates went on sale Friday. 15 minutes later, all sold out. And it is because there are people who will go on and buy 20 of them, yeah, and then turn around and sell them and make their money for the year because they can. People were complaining that they were $600 for the cheapest seats.
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay, so you can compare that to the World Series. I really like Phil Collins. I've seen him, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. 30 years now, he may not tour again. You'll pay $600 a seat. Your favorite team has not been in the World Series your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
$6,000 just, that's like half of a new car. Mm-hmm. I cannot justify that, even though I know there's a lot of people out there, obviously, who have probably no problem whatsoever with that.
Yeah,
I don't mind the $600, but I would have a hard time with the $6,000.
I'm sure there are limits as to how many tickets you can buy because they're trying to protect against
it's
the
per
people who
credit card number.
And yeah,
you can have four accounts, four different credit card numbers, and buy five tickets or six tickets per credit card.
Okay.
On Ticketmaster for a regular concert.
If the limit's six or whatever.
And there is a limit. You can't just go on and buy 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it is for concerts. I looked into it a few years ago because I thought this is something you could sit at home, make your money for 6 months, mm-hmm, by doing this crazy stuff. But I'm sure there are people that do that. That's all they do is go on and just buy tickets for different huge groups, mm-hmm, and make their money sitting at home reselling those tickets.
Yeah, I just pulled up something here. It says Upper Deck, $2,871.
Have you been in Wrigley Field?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is there a bad seat in the place?
I'm sure there are. I've sat in the bleachers. I've sat down the first baseline. And I have, years ago, sat right behind home plate.
Yeah.
I've also stood up in the breezeway and froze my butt off toward the tail end of the game.
Well, because right now you're talking Chicago, late October.
Mm-hmm.
Could be some...
Yeah, it's going to be... It'll probably be freezing one of the nights. I mean, just inevitable.
And these are guys who play on a field at 115.
No.
And at 35.
here's the key in all that.
Oh, okay. They get paid millions of dollars, so they don't care.
It's on TV.
That's true.
You can watch it on TV.
There's people in town, I'm sure, are going to pay for these tickets and go.
Yeah.
But it's just
cheaper. If you're a fan, you want to be there for the moment. I mean, this is historic.
This is a bigger deal than most. Is there a baseball team out there? There has to be, that has never been to the World Series.
Yes, there are two.
We just hear about the Cubs because we live in Illinois.
The Cubs, and only because they've just been... they're newer teams. Cubs go back to 1908.
Okay.
The Indians haven't won it since 1948. Dodgers, by the way, people talking about them, they hadn't won it since 1988. So there was some distance there. But yeah, there's two. I'm running a blank right now, but there are two teams who came into existence after the fact, and they haven't been to the World Series. But yeah.
But this could be a once-in-a-lifetime thing right now, obviously.
Could be. I don't think it will be.
110-year-old up in the stadium.
unfortunately, I think the Cubs will be good for a while. So.
Oh, well. Well, then. Oh, so you're saying don't bother to spend the $6,000 this year. It may only be $4,000 next year. Are you predicting a win next year?
Well, it's kind of like the Red Sox a few years ago when they went to the World Series and won it, and first time they'd won it.
Yeah. Well. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I won't be going to the game, just so everybody knows. Don't worry about me having the
Nor
tickets or the seats.
Will I.
Have a good Monday.
All right. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you.